I'm ready.
And welcome to Geeks Are Wired, where we talk about video games, comic books, the interwebs, Deadpool. That's for you from last week.
Not Batman this week. No Batman.
Or Darth Vader.
No.
Oh. We guess always who's end up talking here.
About Batman.
Okay.
Guess who's here, Jamie?
Who?
Batman.
We have not missed you.
We will bring in Batman.
We did miss you. Like, before the podcast started, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad Brian's here. And then by now, I'm like, I'm done.
Yep.
I've had my fill of Brian. Sorry.
Did. A little less
I
now.
Did, but it's like slowly declining.
It's like being. It's like, oh, I have to reinstall my computer. Hey, Internet Explorer.
You're comparing me to Internet Explorer? At least I have ads on TV.
Who still watches TV, though?
I do.
Mm.
I have to watch myself.
Oh, my God.
So this week we have Alex.
Yo. I was going to beatbox the intro, but nobody liked my beatboxing.
It's easy. You just say boots and pants.
My little girl says boots and cats, boots and cats. Yeah, There's a snake in my boot.
So when I'm at work, I usually just, I get bored and I turn to my friend. I'd be like, hey. Boots and pants, boots and pants. Yeah, that's it. And he gets really annoyed.
And then we have
Good
Brian.
Story.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Spoiler Explorer Lots or Internet Explorer.
I am the spoiler alert in the Internet Explorer.
Wow, you're really that annoying then.
Almost as bad as Jar Jar Binks and Justin Bieber combined.
Whoa.
And Matt Nicolas Cage.
We've missed you so much.
I know.
Jamie the Librarian.
Jamie the Librarian. Woohoo!
Yay! Do you want them to follow you on the tweets?
I still have a Twitter account. Yeah. I keep forgetting
I have one. I got one.
Sorry to my 7 followers. I have not tweeted in a long time.
I got a Twitter account now.
Do you want people to follow
you? I'm
going
to tweet right now.
It's I don't know how that works. Like, I don't know how people can tag me in this.
All right, we'll come back to that. And we have a guest, Chelsea.
Hi.
Hi.
So Chelsea's awesome. She makes these really cool plushies that we were talking about, and that's how I
Listeners don't know that we talk about plushies.
We talk about all kinds of stuff that listeners don't know about.
Actually, yeah. We just talk about Batman as soon as
that's all that goes on.
And some of that slips onto the podcast, and that's why we have a lot of Batman talk.
And Darth Vader.
I've been missing for a while.
No.
I've been making sushi.
It's really hard to tweet. No, I don't know how the app works.
Me too. Look.
You have the app.
Oh, yeah. So
which
that's
app
my
do you
thing.
Do you use the main Twitter app?
I do.
I don't know.
I use a Windows one because I'm Internet Explorer.
No, but it's the main.
Why aren't we friends on Twitter? You're no friend.
You need to add me.
You're not a friend.
What are we doing?
Can we just like, get our phones wired? Together?
Oh my God. No, this is not Samsung.
do you guys follow the Geeks Are Wired Twitter?
No. There's a Geeks Are Wired Twitter?
Oh, let's find that
one. Oh my God, we must find that one.
Okay.
There's a Geeks Are Wired Reddit page and a Facebook page.
Oh my God, I'm
and
adding
an
you.
Email
I'm
address.
Geeks. Yes. Are you at Geeks Are Wired?
At yes. Geeks Are Wired.
I'm going to follow it first. Oh, wait, I'm already following it.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to unfollow so I can follow again.
Wow.
Okay.
You're one of those, huh?
Wait, Brian, I'm going to find you now. And
oh
I'm
going to
follow you.
Oh, my God. No,
you know, why is it okay to
don't.
Follow people on the internet, but it's not okay to follow people
Oh, my God, I followed
homes.
You. I followed you. followed you. You're on. What is yours? What's your tag thing?
Jamie the Librarian.
Oh, really? At Jamie... I'm Asian Godzilla, so.
All right, I'm going to find
you. Hold on, I'll find you first.
So okay. You're the one. I had to take Asian Godzilla, too.
Oh.
Okay, but mine's, yeah, but I'm like the really weird spelling, like the AZNGDs, like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, I actually spelled
Jamie
out
the
Asian,
Lounge.
I still take number two.
There's a Jamie the Lounge.
No, I'm not
Jamie
the Lounge.
The Law. There's a Jamie the Law.
Brian, you are not on
How
Twitter.
Do you spell librarian? I'm a college graduate.
You just...
Are you sure? Maybe you should go to the library more.
Oh, you know, since you haven't seen Captain America 2, you can check that out from the public library for free.
I understood that reference.
Good. Good deal.
Librarian.
Were we going to talk about something other than Twitter?
Yeah.
First, I was going to introduce myself.
Oh.
I was going to say, and we have Bill.
Hi.
Special guest Bill, apparently.
Special guest Bill.
I'm special. Yes.
The only one not on Twitter at the moment is Bill.
Okay, yes.
I'm trying to sort out all the...
What are you doing?
The background stuff.
Hold on.
All right, so what we're going to talk about first...
Yes, number one.
Why Chelsea's here.
Yeah, Chelsea.
Why is Chelsea here?
Why am I here?
The art walk.
Yes, June 5th, I'm having a Geeks United art walk. Oh. And it's going to be a lot of fun, and I've been searching all over Pocatello for artists that do geeky artwork, like steampunk and comic books and zombies and you name it, or you think it, you can name it. That's what I've been looking for, and I've got quite a few people showing up. We're going to have a cosplay contest. And
woo, cosplay.
Yep. And Bill's going to be our judge.
Oh, no.
I will judge you. Oh, my God, no. Please don't judge me.
He judges us anyway. Might as well be dressed up for it.
Yeah, if he's going to look at me, I better give him something to look at.
What?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, she found me.
We're now tweeting each other.
Ooh. Hey, direct messaging.
Oh, my God. How do you do direct? You can
direct
message.
I don't even know how to tweet on Twitter.
Okay, back on Geeks United.
So, I'm going to tweet about it.
And where is it?
It's June 5th, between 1 and 9 at the Pavilion. I don't know the
Main
exact...
Street.
Yeah, on Main Street. I don't know the exact address, but it's across the street from the Mustard Seed.
It's where they do Revive at 5, right?
Yeah.
And the Farmer's Market.
Oh, and Farmer's Market. Good job.
Yeah. So the square thing that people have live music and stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going to be a bunch of... nerds standing around doing nerdy things.
Alienating people.
Awesome.
The library's going to be there.
The library's always there. It's
the library's
like right
everywhere.
There.
No, we're like 3 blocks away. If you would come to the public library, you would know where it is.
I would if I could, but I work all the time.
You know, it's
I'm out of school,
a nice little walk from your work.
No, it's, a nice little walk.
I have eaten lunch at your work.
You have?
Yes.
How come I've never seen you there?
And walked there. Well, I don't walk around very much lately.
Oh, because... What is that nickname that you were telling me about?
I don't know. People are calling me Scooter.
No,
and
Scooter, the
Gimp.
No, the toy thing.
Oh.
The wobbly, wibbly, wobbly thing.
Oh, yeah. The Weeble Wobble.
The Weeble Wobble.
That's what people were calling me.
She hurt her knee a while ago, so.
They should call you Rumpelstiltlegs.
What?
I don't know. No, not Stiltlegs. What are those called? The things that you put under... those are stilts?
Chelsea's never going to come back to the podcast.
Nope.
This is great.
We're very ADD here.
And this is the part that goes
squirrel
on the radio. Welcome, radio listeners.
Yay.
Please follow us.
Should I talk about some of the people that might be there?
Well,
let's see. Now I can't think of anybody.
So we're going to be there.
Yes.
The library's going to be there.
Yes.
Captain Bangles?
Oh, yeah. Bob Beeson of Captain Bangles Comic Cove will be there.
Okay.
Brandon of Falling Rock Productions will be there. Ooh. Selling some Bigfoot t-shirts.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
And the LARP group.
Ooh,
I can't think of their name. Like they
I
have
can't
a,
remember their name either. It's...
I don't remember it either.
I think Ken Wilson is in charge of it. Is that
his
name?
Ken? Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And Ken will... Hopefully this is not the time he decides to tune in. I'm sorry, Ken. I totally know the name of your group.
There's always next week. We'll talk about it.
I'll try and amend this later.
We always put more in the show notes. We'll put a direct link to...
Okay, I'll make some notes next time.
All right.
Yeah.
It's hard when you're on the spot.
Okay, so what are the prizes? Like, you know, people come to the costume contest.
Oh, you know... I was talking about the skeleton ponies earlier with you guys. I was thinking about throwing those in for the first place prizes for the youngsters and for the adults. Talk my boss into throwing in some Bigfoot t-shirts. And then I haven't quite figured out what second and third would be. Probably gift cards, you know, something cool, but not like, wow. Yeah.
I have quite the stockpile of geek trivia prizes, so I'm sure I will dig something geeky up to give away, and everyone will love it, because it's from Jamie the librarian.
I have one. I have one that I can top you.
Will you?
Yeah, it's called Watchmen, the comic book.
You're going to give it to me?
Yes.
What?
Oh, look nice. At that. You have a new prize.
You have a new prize.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Cool.
You wouldn't let me cut up Watchmen, but you're
going to... No. You can't. You can't cut that up.
It has to be shared.
It has to be shared by all.
You can share
all.
It on yeah, your jewelry.
Yeah, but the thing is, I have a problem with people cutting up books.
Really?
The story has to be shared?
Yeah, okay. Because, well, because
then
that is
you probably shouldn't
story.
Look at my collages.
Yeah, no, I my bracelet made out of a comic book. And it's like, oh my gosh.
Hey, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yep, no, I can't.
We can make you one out of the Watchmen.
Is that
never
poop?
Mind, I retract that statement. I want,
yes, it is!
Since I can't, since I cannot carry my books when I move, I will be making it to a bracelet. Never mind, there's another book. I can offer you Constantine. I can offer you Constantine.
Let's argue about this later.
Okay. but I will donate a comic book for you guys.
Right.
A thick okay. comic book.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So yeah, lots of fun.
Yeah.
And everyone show up and mm-hmm. have lots of fun.
Oh,
they?
Well, back to Ken Wilson and his group.
Yes.
They're going to actually put on a little show for us, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I'm totally jealous because I tried to get them to do the library's Comic-Con later this summer, and that's like the one weekend that they're going to be like fighting Salt Lake to the death or something.
The LARPing group? Or are you talking about the...
are you talking about SCA?
SCA.
Yeah, yeah. That's the name.
Oh, okay. Never mind. There's two different groups.
Other people that are part of it. Who Brett's part of that.
Yeah, Brett's also
speaking of
that.
Mr. Married Man.
Put on Brett's armor.
Yes, and went to Comic-Con in full 80-pound metal armor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. My shoulders were in pain the entire time.
You know, you did that. I was dressed up like a hamburger. Who had more pictures taken? The hamburger.
Well, yeah, true. Actually,
made out of felt.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the people that were taking pictures of me were mostly, like, the guys that were there that were doing, like, the book signings and stuff. It was weird. Like, nobody stopped by to take pictures of me. Like, I had, like, six people. That's about it. But it was, like, whenever I went around, I was like, dude, I need a picture of you. It was really weird.
All the people that took pictures of me wanted to turn me into an internet meme. That's a bad hamburger pun.
Oh my god, did you... did you have the fart thing? The fart gun?
The fart horn?
The fart horn.
Just for the listener's benefit, the reason Brian's bringing up a fart horn is I went as Eugene of Bob's Burgers fame, who dresses up as a hamburger to offer free samples and has a fart horn.
A fart horn. It's hilarious.
People. I didn't have the fart horn, unfortunately. Aww.
Great
we
show.
We didn't think about this until like a week before, so we're lucky we even got the hamburger thrown together.
Yeah.
I can still hear that fart horn in my head.
In your dreams?
In my dreams.
Is it like the soundtrack to your life? Just a fart horn?
And his really, really bad techno music that he always plays.
That was beautiful stuff.
Does Brian dream of electric fart horns, a Philip K. Dick novel?
I think it was, yes. Turned
and
into
the
Blade
title
Runner.
Of this show. Oh,
God. Brian dreams of what?
Electric fart horns.
Electric fart horns.
So that'll be good to tell Chelsea. You can tell people, Chelsea, that you were on that
episode. That's the episode that you're looking for. This is the episode you're not looking for.
I'm super excited for Geeks United. Mm-hmm. Just to keep going back to the same topics.
Yes,
I forget what we're talking about. I keep tweeting.
Just stop tweeting.
We haven't had like anything like this in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see it'll just be a big group of... And we do actually have quite an active geek community like that I've gotten to know over the years.
But
so
they're all underground and in shadows.
They actually all live in Bill's kitchen.
Oh,
yeah. Just keep growing.
Right, yeah. So they
do I have to keep feeding you guys?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of the whole point of the Geeks United is to get all the geeks that are hiding to come out.
Out in the open.
Yeah,
it's a trap. It's a trap.
Brian won't be there, I promise.
No, I can't. I'll probably be working.
This is a trap to play Magic the Gathering and
oh my god. Okay, if I can't bring my computer and play WoW in there, I'm not going.
You know how you do that?
A laptop.
And a cell phone that's not bad that can give you Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, are you making fun of me for my data plan because I don't have one?
Yes.
Aww.
At least you have a smartphone now.
He has a smartphone.
Yeah, but
no
I need. I'm thinking about switching over to the dark side and getting an iPhone.
Oh, I miss your little flip phone.
I didn't have a flip phone. I have a slider.
Oh. Yeah, then I missed somebody else's phone.
I have a flip phone.
Yeah. Remember the Motorola's, the big ones?
Mm-hmm.
That was when they came out. That was like the thing to have, and now it's like eh.
Now remember if you have it, they call you a hipster. Tiny
little phone? Yep. Oh my god, Zoolander 2 is coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I will watch that actually.
About that? So basically, there's a fashion show that somebody was hosting, and what's his name? I can't remember the actor's name. Dang it. Okay. Zoolander.
Oh, I would have known it if you wouldn't have been snapping your fingers.
Okay, continue with him, though.
He walked out in the middle of a fashion show, and he did his whole Zoolander skit, and he actually took somebody's iPhone and did a selfie in the middle of like the fashion show. So they're like, yeah, Zoolander 2 has been confirmed.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Dang it, what's his name? Ben Stiller.
That's
there
right.
There we go. All I'm thinking is ears. Because Family Guy made fun of him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So cool. Is there anything else you want to add?
Let's see. I convinced Big Mama's Pizza to come and serve food.
Do they still do pizza or are they doing hamburgers this year?
I don't know. When I went and talked to her, it looked like hamburgers, but okay. The card said pizza, so I don't know.
Right? Because I have a punch card that has like two pizzas on it. If I go and she does not punch me if I get a hamburger, they don't do pizzas anymore. I'm so mad.
I just have a question. I mean, since we're all sticking to the whole Bigfoot thing, why not get Bigfoot pizza?
Why don't you go get Bigfoot pizza?
I'll call Sean and ask him.
Well, all right.
Oh, let me talk to him. Let me talk to him right now.
All right, well, we'll keep going.
Oh, wait, he's just a delivery boy. Never mind.
Big Mom's takes, the online PayPal. So if you
PayPal, yeah, I love that about that food truck. Yeah, it's awesome.
What, they have a food truck?
Yeah, it is a food truck. Oh, my gosh.
Keep up.
I've been hiding in my house studying and working.
Can we just unplug his microphone?
No, you can. Turn it down. And
Brian's out.
Well, that's super exciting. They've got a legit food truck game.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. I ate there a lot. Because they parked over at Converges, and so it's right up from my work. And so I would go and pretend that I worked at Converges, so they would give me pizza.
Hey!
Do you have a name tag? Like a Converges name tag? You should get one.
You just have to walk in with the crowd. Social engineering.
No,
they don't really care if you work at Converges. It just was weird that they were there to serve Converges people food. And I'm like, I'll buy something from you.
Yeah.
Don't ask me where I work.
Where do you work, Converges? And just stare at him awkwardly.
I have my library name tag on.
It says Marshall. Like, nope, Converges.
Nope, Converges. Give me food.
So I wanted to something else.
We should talk about
Patreon page.
Oh.
Now has the LX box.
Oh, does it really?
Yes.
The what?
We'll have to get on making that.
Yeah.
So, well, no one's signed up for it yet.
They better.
So we have a Patreon page. And for those who don't know what Patreon is.
Which I don't.
It's like Kickstarter. And for those who don't know what Kickstarter is. I read into this, so I had to.
We have to go deeper,
it's like
Bill.
If you send your grandchild money and a card for their birthday.
Yes. So Kickstarter. You know,
what is fiat currency?
Although we've talked about Kickstarter.
Bitcoin.
Kickstarter, you have an idea, but you need funding for it. So you ask the interwebs, you know, crowdfunding. Hey, help me start my great idea.
Like, the only example I have is Oatmeal did a card game called Exploding Kittens.
Yes. We'll talk about that later. But so you have an idea, but you need the money. So it's a good way to get money without, you know, especially if you can't get it from the bank, stuff like that. Patreon, on the other hand, is you already have your idea, like us. We're, a recurring event.
Mm-hmm.
So we need money to help maintain our recurring event. You know, to help pay for
I will have to remember that.
So that's what Patreon is. So people like us or, you know, somebody making a TV show or something like that, needing help for that.
Mm-hmm. Or they want to continue doing a Geeks United every year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Get on that.
All right.
But who's on Patreon again?
Geeks Are Wired.
Oh. We're on Patreon?
Yes, we have a Patreon page.
Brian, keep up.
That should be the name of the podcast.
We already picked a name. Brian, keep up.
Maybe we should change the name.
Brian, keep up. And Brian also changed
the name. Or no, actually, he's trying to make us change the name. That's it. Name's the previous one.
Nope. Yep. Dang it. Sorry, Brian.
I'm not changing it.
Brian, keep up.
Oh, yeah. So did we talk about the Alex box? I'm yes. still tweeting.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm sending the Twitters.
Are you Twittering?
One of the components of Patreon is that for different subscription levels, you get different benefits and perks.
Ooh.
So, like, for some Patreon subscriptions, like, you know, $1 is like, we'll send you a thank you email. And, like, $5,000 is like, we'll come to your house and make you dinner.
What?
Like, it just depends on whoever you want to be. I guess we
Well, we okay, really they have to go to the page. They have to go to the page because, you know, or yeah. the pricing, but... go to our page, and we have various levels for, you know, thank you all the way up to, we'll talk about what you want.
Yeah, I don't think we actually have, like, a we'll make you dinner level yet, but we do have an yeah. Alex Box level now.
But we are, our number one thing, and there's also levels of what we're trying to, milestones. You know, some of them help pay for, you know, we make this much, it helps pay for the equipment and everything. Our top one is we are trying to make a down payment on a Death Star.
It's a good goal.
It is. And make sure we close all the vents.
Yes. All of them.
All of them, yeah. Gosh, he's my favorite.
So yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Patreon page. Yeah, I was really excited because I just literally added it. It was like, it is here.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you could get some random special made or Alex, something from our collection.
So wood banging.
Alex branded merchandise. Perhaps even form possessions of Alex.
Yes.
Who knows?
I really like the idea of just throwing, like, the crap that I think you should get rid of in a box and mailing it to somebody else.
No, you call it your things from your collection.
Right.
Yes.
And, but I do like the, like, custom coasters with Alex's face on each coaster, too. That was a good selling point.
Wow, you should totally do that. I would totally...
It was going to be our Mother's Day gift for his mom, but...
Yeah, you should totally get one of you holding two thumbs up and just be like...
That was pretty much the look that we were going to do. Yeah. Nice.
We could even change every month. Mm-hmm. You know, what first month's Alex.
Oh my god, you should...
Brian.
These are wire coasters.
You can collect them all.
Yes.
And then, we are like Pokemon, because there are several people who've been on Geeks
and Wire. Oh my god, and you should have like, the collector's edition, like people who donate a certain amount gets like all five at once.
Ooh.
Or something like that.
We'll have to see.
Oh my god, we should also print glasses. Like, not glasses, but like the drinking glasses.
So much work. Hey, we should print t-shirts.
Hey, I know a t-shirt person.
Who would t-shirts of our faces? Our Patreon. Patrons? Patrons? People?
Patrons.
Patrons. Our Patreon patrons. Yeah. No. All right, what else do you have for us?
All right, so Daniel Craig.
Who?
Mr. Bond. The current Bond.
Current
Bond.
The most attractive one.
The new film.
He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
He's a very
scruffy.
He's well
scruffy. Material.
He's scruffy.
He's scruffy? What does
he's
that mean?
He's scruffy. He's like he's got the Jason Statham look, but more macho.
What? No.
He got British all over his face.
Yes. He's got more British than Jason Statham. Let's put it that way. He's got, what is it, well-elevated cheekbones. Well, no, well-distinguished cheekbones, not elevated. I'm thinking of Galadriel. I can't remember her name. Dang it.
Anyway,
she looks so much prettier when she's not wearing stage makeup.
Right? Yeah.
Weird, huh?
She's really pretty. I like Arwen, though.
Were we just going to talk about Daniel Craig?
I'm bringing this back.
Okay,
don't bring it back.
Daniel Craig wanted to be in the new Star Wars movie.
He did?
But he didn't want to be credited.
What?
He didn't want to be in the credits. So he is a stormtrooper.
Great.
Awesome.
Do we get to know which one he is?
No.
So he never takes his helmet off?
Nope.
Dang it.
What's the point? You could have said, oh yeah, I'm going to be in that movie, and then they never take
Well, guess what?
Off.
I'm in the new Star Wars movie, and I'm a stormtrooper too. I just pointed out to you when we're at the theater.
Aren't you short for a stormtrooper?
No. Luke Skywalker and I are the perfect height to be married.
Oh, okay.
You mean Joker? Mark Hamill.
You've missed a lot of episodes, Brian.
What did I miss?
All the episodes. You should really listen to it when you're
not here.
I don't have time. I understand not listening to it when you're on it, because you lived it. It's like the only people who haven't seen the Star Wars movies are the ones who were in it, because they lived it.
Where is that line from?
It's from How I Met... Or no.
No.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, Barney. Barney said that. Because he has a stormtrooper like suit in his room.
Yes.
What's your job, Barney? What? That's his answer.
No,
it's
his job.
Please. Hmm?
His job was please.
Please. Please.
People's liberal. I don't know, something like
that. Yeah, it's weird. Like he
signed off on everything that the company did illegally.
Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, so which means he got paid billions of dollars to sign paperwork. So the company, if the company ever got sued, it was him who was in trouble.
Mm. He's a fall guy.
Yeah. But he hated the owner of the company, so he ended up turning right around to the FBI.
And suing.
Well, no, he turned them. And gave them all the information of all the illegal stuff they were doing.
Are we talking about How I Met Your Mother?
Yes, yes, we are.
I'm like,
this is ADD.
I know.
Let's go back to Stormtroopers. Let's go back to Stormtroopers.
No, I am in that movie. I am a Stormtrooper.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you're
I am.
You're a little short.
I'm a Stormtrooper.
Wait, are there any women Stormtroopers, though?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm in it.
Yes, there is. There's women Stormtroopers in this next movie.
What? Yeah, awesome. I know. There you go. Have you guys
seen the interview where Harrison Ford did that interview? They're like, hey, I'll give you $100 if you tell me like something about the new Star Wars movie, right? And he takes it and he goes, I think they're thinking about making a new one. Harrison Ford's very slight. That's when he goes in on the under the do not, no, not do not resuscitate, not DNR.
NDA.
NDA, thank you.
Wow.
Non-disclosure agreement. Sorry, I've been talking to a lot of medical people lately.
Okay.
For your mental health?
No, actually, we're talking about a surgical rep, which is like a BPA degree in a surgery room where they just say, doctor, here are the instruments. This is how they work. Do you understand? Do you comply with, and you know, whatever? And they agree to it. That's it. And they get paid a ton of money. Yeah.
All right.
You only a
Brian's the worst stormtrooper. Yeah. I got that.
But at least I can hit my target.
Then you've just been kicked out of Stormtrooper Academy.
Woo! What does that make me?
Unemployed.
Oh.
You'll be sent to the Death Star to work on it.
Oh, great.
Close and bends.
If you're the one member of the Empire that can actually shoot, what they do is they stick you in the cannon on the Death Star. It's like, all right, we want the guy who doesn't miss that's going to be shooting this thing. Because if he
aim
misses,
for Alderaan.
We're going to blow up some planet that we don't want to blow up.
But
if you guys understand how important this is, you got to get a guy that can shoot behind the
scenes. Did you guys hear about the theory about why the Death Star was actually built?
To blow up planets?
Yeah. Okay, but what? But why? Why would they need a weapon that big even though they can't figure out, they can't even, like, the rebels aren't even strong enough to, like... Do you know why? There's an entire theory about that. Is the Empire was actually preparing for war against another empire that was across the other side of the universe or something like that, and they were getting invaded. They were about to get invaded, so they built these Death Stars trying to stop the invasion, and then the rebels had to ruin everything.
Yeah, but you think so? You think the Emperor or somebody would have mentioned that to Luke when he was, you know?
Yeah, but you know, Luke's so,
or Vader would have.
I don't know. Luke's
he
was number two.
Yeah, like,
there's serious stuff out there.
So like, I'm saying,
probably
like
the best for impersonation of Vader I've ever heard.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Vader, stop beatboxing. Can you imagine Vader beatboxing though?
Yeah, so like that.
Oh. All right. What else do we have?
We also have a new movie's been announced.
Oh, you gotta do it fast.
We gotta call it quits. We'll be right back.
That's
our
teaser.
That was fast.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Okay.
And we're back.
I've missed us.
Yeah, I know. It was such a break.
We might be the only ones listening to us, apparently.
It's possible.
I listen to us.
Brian doesn't listen to us.
What?
Yeah. He doesn't listen when he's here. He doesn't listen when he's gone.
I know. I'm so sad.
I can't. I've been busy.
Getting an edumacation and stuff?
Getting edumacation, getting money, because I need a... Like, I have two jobs, man. I need to work.
Gotta make fat stacks, yo.
Yo.
What else were we going to talk about? Ooh,
oh, yeah, movies.
There was
what
a
movies?
Movie. What movie was announced?
Which one?
Underworld 5.
Oh.
You know, that was a lot of build up for nothing.
I know. Well, we have
and
to take a
we
break.
Just lost half our listeners.
Oh.
That means I tuned out.
But the first one was good.
So
second was
all
right.
Let me do my job.
They should have probably pulled it and brought the movie out when everybody was on their whole vampire.
Right, I feel like they've
thingy.
Missed that boat.
So
yeah.
Vampires and Leathers is done.
And yeah. Leathers?
Vampires and Leather.
Oh, leather.
Leather is never done.
What? No. The only good...
Depends on how you rock it.
No. The only place is a leather...
Don't say no to me.
I can say no to people. People have to understand the meaning of no. No, Jamie.
Which and the makers of Underworld 5 should answer, well, should respond to, no.
Yeah, no. No, it's like Fast and Furious. I'm sorry. Like, I love that series to death. But no. Kill Paul Walker. Yes, we're done. Keep it that way.
Well, they didn't, like, kill him. Like, they didn't, like, engineer an auto accident to kill Paul Walker.
They should
so
have.
You think.
Take it back.
I'm not taking it back.
Vin Diesel's like, I'm sick of making these movies.
Oh my
I'm going to kill Paul Walker.
Have you seen that?
That would be so awful.
Have you seen that? What was it?
I'm still blaming Brian on that one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Somebody,
even if he's a Paul Walker
fan. Some No, CinemaSins, the guys that make How I Should Have Ended, made fun of Fast and Furious 7. They're
I'm
like,
going to have to go watch that now.
Physics are real. And then they kept making Vin Diesel say, it's all about the family, or something like that, the entire time. So I'm getting sick and tired of that. I'm sorry. Like, I love those series to death. But now, no.
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 Well, and also, Underworld, no. Can you make a movie about the good guys who have to be bad guys and the fast cars to save their family? I've never watched a Fast and the Furious movie. I have no idea what they're about.
And physics is not real.
Yeah.
Oh.
Welcome to Fast and Furious, where the physics is not real and... No. Yeah.
You have to go at least 120 miles an hour down an airplane runway... That is 3 miles long for at least 20 minutes.
That's totally feasible.
I know. Big plane. That's a very big plane.
I've seen
no,
that.
No, just the cars. Forget
no,
the plane.
It's really
just the cars.
While
dragging a safe behind you.
No, you're mixing like two movies together now. The runway was a different movie. The
flying from one building to the other building, you have to take a car with you
okay.
from the parachute.
Let me give you an example. The tumbler.
I'm confused.
Yeah, the Batman tumbler.
Oh,
how does that jump buildings,
the
huh?
bridge? A rocket?
So what if these cars had rockets, man?
They don't?
Maybe these are the
They're not the Batmobile.
They might be.
Adam West's Batmobile can jump buildings.
Yeah, but his is
How
like
did Batman
way too
make
long.
It into this episode? I thought we had promised.
Yeah, actually,
like
it's
Batman.
Brian's fault, not mine.
Wait, hold on. Didn't I say something in the beginning of this episode?
Yeah, there's a disclaimer. This will not
there
be a
you
bad
go.
Episode.
Yeah, and here's the word of the day. No.
So we could move on.
Let's move on
to canceled, renewed, or new.
Is this a game?
No.
Are you guess? No, it's not. Are you going to say a TV show? I have to guess if it's been canceled.
Do it.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's play this game.
Okay, that's right.
I know this game.
We'll start with ABC.
Okay.
What? Okay.
Forever.
Uh-oh.
Who's watched it, actually?
I already know the answer.
What is Forever?
Forever is the immortal guy. The one
who oh, yeah, played the Fantastic water guy, Four. The water guy.
Yeah, he played Fantastic Four, or Mr. Fantastic in the original Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And he would die.
The really wrinkly guy.
Stretchy guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Canceled.
Yes.
Yes!
So
one for
is
Brian.
Not...
How ironic.
I know.
I know. Apparently it's not forever.
They thought they had a winner with that one.
Yeah.
Cool. So.
What else?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Awesome.
Renewed.
Hmm?
Awesome. Yeah.
Renewed.
Yeah,
yes.
Yay.
I would imagine they wouldn't cancel that. What about Agent Carter?
Who's Agent Carter?
Oh.
Yeah, what do you think?
That's oh, did they renew
go.
It?
Are they?
No, no, no.
Did
yeah,
they?
Dude, think guess, so? Guess it. Guess it.
Did you guess? Yes. Anyone else guess?
Yes.
No,
yes.
Cancel.
Yeah.
It got renewed.
Dang it.
It was on the edge. They yeah. almost didn't.
Oh.
But they...
Why? Because Hill Hydra.
Well, because actually the ratings were kind of so-so, but the after ratings picked up pretty well, so...
So, like,
because
yeah.
of Netflix.
Were watching it when it was, like, live.
Okay.
And Gary. The other spinoff that they were going to do
oh,
from
God.
S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Was going to take their original characters, and they totally... just cut that one up.
You know, what,
like,
they,
nope.
you know what they should do? Hmm. They should do a story just about what Director Fury does.
It sounds like a lot of work.
I'd watch
no.
that.
That's, that's too much Samuel Jackson for one show.
They could just like show him on his daily routine. Like he's just like driving out to a Hawkeye's farm. He's like getting lost at this
Hawkeye's
time.
A farm?
Oh, spoilers.
No!
What?
Spoilers.
Let's not talk about it anymore.
Okay so somebody's farm. They lost some farm roads. He has like stop at gas station.
Wait, you're out spoiling me?
It's been number one for what? 3 weeks now?
I still feel bad for Brian.
Dude, I don't watch any of these. I still haven't seen Captain America 2 at this
well,
point.
Well, they renamed the Avengers from Age of Ultron to the Hawkeye origin story.
there's a quick... Okay. So I found this picture. You know, there's this new website that's going around about you put a picture up and they can tell you what age you are based on your picture.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, so like you know it. That app, right? So we finally figured
there's
out how app. Old...
I just knew there was a website.
There's a website, yeah. So basically, there should be an app for it, but... Basically, they put the Ultron on there, and they found out how old he was. So we figured out what the age of Ultron was. He's 40.
You know, about Yoda's right from his life 40. Crisis. That works.
You know Yoda's 900, right?
I should put up Yoda to see how long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, they said I was like 42. So, yeah.
You are not aging well, apparently.
I had a giant range, and I'm just not happy.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Well, let's go back to
it. I think it got me up to like 360.
Whoa.
Okay, no. Mr. Forever.
What? No, he was only 200.
Not anymore.
Oh. So, Fox.
Fox. Okay,
canceled.
Canceled. Absolutely.
They're canceling Fox.
Every
season of The Simpsons.
Yes.
Another. Mm-hmm. They're actually renewing Simpsons seasons like two seasons at a time.
Even though they've lost one of their main voice actors.
Oh my god, why?
Who'd they lose?
Yeah, Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders. Really? Yeah, just Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, and yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, no more.
They've lost. This is like the second one they've lost because they also lost who used to do the teacher.
Oh,
a while ago.
But she passed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes, this guy left of his own free will. Okay.
Yeah, she went to go work on other projects, like underground. He left to work on other projects that, you know, were above ground.
I bet somebody could get a hold of her. Lucifer.
Well, the good thing about The Simpsons is they have like a million characters. So, I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to really miss...
Barney can just move in next door and take over.
Right, they just get new neighbors. Yeah.
Simpsons takes a very dark turn.
Uh-oh. Barney?
Yeah, Barney, the alcoholic.
Oh.
Is he drinking again? I haven't been watching.
Oh, did he stop drinking?
He was sober for a really long time.
Wow.
Good for you, Barney.
I stopped watching like 10 years ago. I didn't know Barney went sober. He falls off the... He like falls off the bandwagon. It's a horrible example for his children. For Ned's children.
Just adopts Ned's children.
Oh, no. Maybe they drive him back to drinking.
Or they could do the same thing with his voice that South Park did. Mm. Which means South Park would have done it first, finally.
That's true.
Yeah.
Butters finally breaks it. He's like, we did something first.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. I watch very little South Park, but every time somebody mentions a South Park episode, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, watch all the best ones.
I must have.
Have you seen this last season? Uh-huh. Was a giant build-up. It was an entire storyline.
Okay.
It hands down the best season they've had.
Really? Question,
do they
yeah.
have,
I might
do
have
they
to
have
watch it then.
The one about the music festival one?
Huh?
Keep up, Bill.
Chef Fest?
No, it's not that one. It's the one where like hippies are coming together to South Park. Cause
that's like four seasons ago?
Okay, never mind. Those are reruns then. Because that's the only time I saw South Park recently. Was on Monday when I was in a hotel room and I had nothing else better to watch.
Yeah, that's like
supper was on. Okay, never
but
mind.
But this one had an entire story that they built up through the entire thing. Apparently, the dad is...
Randy?
Yeah, Randy. I forgot. He's apparently a famous female singer.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Lord. That was funny.
That went on the entire season.
And Lord was fine with the two.
Yeah, well, she had problems. She even heard it. Yeah, because he's like, I am Lord, 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 Lord. And so she in season, she does the same thing.
That's great.
I'm like, that's the best. Yes.
Yep.
Let's see. I think the Game of Thrones was last season. One where they made fun of that.
La, 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 la. What?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I'm like, what? I thought you were talking about the actual Game of Thrones.
No.
South Park made fun of Game of Thrones. Okay.
Because they were all after the new consoles.
A long time ago. Though,
that was
Bill.
Last season.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I don't remember. That was the main one though.
Princess Ken? No.
Oh, I remember what it was. And then they made fun of the online people that play games that comment on YouTube.
Oh.
Twitch. But to each their own.
I think the best one they ever put out was the World of Warcraft one.
That was a solid one.
That was a very, very good one.
No, the best South Park episode is one where Robert Smith fights Barbra Streisand.
That was
oh. That's the best episode.
Yo.
That's one of Robert Smith's few voice credits in a cartoon.
Yes, it is.
He did that, and he also did an episode of Courage the Cowardly Dog.
What?
And he got a very small voice credit. It was like the lovable duckling. It was like in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have to really look hard for him in the credits. I have no idea why he was in an obscure American cartoon, but he
wait,
was.
Wait, wait, wait. Obscure?
Yeah, well, I mean, relative to Robert Smith.
Who's Robert's...
He's like,
oh,
the
Brian. You've lost your hipster status.
I'm not hipster. Thank you. Yes!
Now you've gotten it back because you don't care that you've lost it.
No, I care that I lost it.
Too late. You
I've
can't
been trying
pull
to be
me.
Too mainstream,
my
man.
My hipster radar is going off.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Robert Smith, The Cure. I
oh,
can recommend a whole bunch of good stuff to you.
Oh, okay, it's a band. Okay, I have one song by them that they did a cover of something.
I saw them in concert once.
I love them.
I was too poor to have a seat, so I had to go sit out in the grass.
But isn't it more comfortable in
it was
the
actually
grass,
nice.
Though?
We got to play hacky sack and sit on a blanket. And,
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, their shows can go on for hours.
Wait,
yeah,
we're on here, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
okay, good.
We're still safe-ish for work.
Okay.
Talk about Robert Smith. What naughty things do you want to say about Robert
no,
Smith?
No, but just music festivals in general, but I can't mention that here.
All right, hipster.
I do have one thing to contribute about Robert Smith before we get back to the actual podcast.
Yeah.
What?
I read up on somewhere on to something at Robert Smith where it mentioned that The Cure is it like demanded that hotel catering or whoever is like providing for the show provide them with beer on stage, water on stage, and Pepto-Bismol on stage.
Oh.
And I thought it was, like, I didn't think it was valid, but when Jamie and I went to go see The Cure play once, and we saw, like, the stage crew when they were setting up for The Cure to come out, like, after the opening act, they went over to, like, the microphone, and they put down one, two, and then three cups.
We actually did see the guy put Pepto-Bismol in that third cup,
yes.
too. We, like, and cheered for the Pepto-Bismol guy.
Yeah, like, he, like, almost filled it. I mean, it, like, he just emptied that out and just, like, kind of shook out the remaining contents. And, yeah, Robert Smith just guzzles Pepto with his...
Wait, what is Pepto-Bismol for?
It's, like for upset stomachs, like milk and magnesia or something like that.
An antidiuretic.
Okay, so antidiuretic.
I'm pretty sure it's just incredible.
There are five symptoms, and there's a whole dance you can do about what Pepto-Bismol.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Well, because
it's terrible for you to drink like nearly that much.
It, yeah.
Well, I can't say this on
you can say anything on
I can't
there.
Say anything on there.
How about we
I
just come back to Fox?
Oh,
Fox.
Yeah. We didn't even
what
get
shows?
That far.
Shows?
Gotham.
Gotham? Canceled.
Is
no.
that what you want?
Yeah.
No.
I hope
not.
I've never
no,
seen it. I want to see
renewed.
It.
It's renewed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Jared Leto. No, that's Suicide Squad. Never mind.
That's a movie. That has nothing to do.
Wait, is Suicide Squad going to be a movie?
Yes.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be a show, and Will Smith's in it. I can't believe Will Smith's in it. Yeah.
Why?
Because Will Smith doesn't fit Deadshot.
All right.
He was born a prince. How could he go down that low?
Of Bel-Air?
Yeah.
So the other ones are new. We'll just go through those. Wayward Pines.
Wait, what about Constantine? That was finally canceled.
That is on a different channel. We'll get to that
no,
one.
That's CW.
Oh.
That's not CW.
What is that?
It's NBC,
it
but we'll get to that.
Okay, we were on ABC.
We're still on Fox.
We were on
sorry,
ABC.
I thought we were going by...
And we're done with ABC.
Yeah, Constantine was on...
NBC.
Oh, NBC. Enunciate.
The other broadcasting corporation.
Yes.
Well, I got so many BCs. And it's
BBC. So Wayward Pines, Alex's favorite show.
I'm starting to come around to it. Like, I'm willing to accept the Shyamalan for the new Twin Peaks-like experience.
Did you just go Shyamalan?
It is. It's an M. Night Shyamalan.
Canceled.
No, it's new.
It's a new one.
Just came on the air, actually.
Canceled.
Canceled.
You can find it on Fox Now and Hulu Plus right now. It came on last week.
Okay. Cool.
The whole thing?
Canceled.
Or episode
just
episode.
The first episode.
No. Canceled.
You know, the pilot.
Gosh, I have to wait
why
for the
is
whole
it,
thing.
Why are all the first episodes named Pilot?
Because Pilot's very famous. He was the inventor of the first episode.
Sir Alfred Pilot.
Sir Alfred. Oh.
I heard something semi-interesting about Twin Peaks. David Lynch may possibly be back on. I saw a screenshot of an email that he sent to, like, one of the cast members. It didn't say, I'm back, but it sort of indicated that he was still interested in it. So who knows? Twin Peaks may come back. It probably doesn't matter. We've got Wayward Pines now. We'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
What about that cartoon? What's that one cartoon that we really like when we go to Pizza Hut and we watch it there?
Oh, Gravity Falls.
Yeah.
That's just Gravity Falls?
It's weirdly Twin Peaks-like.
I love that cartoon.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that all over the place. Just never pay attention to it because I watch Adventure Time.
Anyway.
That show's right. Awesome, too.
New show.
Yeah.
Another new show on Fox.
What?
Lucifer.
Ooh. Well, okay, we're no longer playing the renewed or canceled game.
There aren't any more canceled or renewed. These are all new.
These are all new. We're in the new section of Fox. So you guys saw the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
He needs more horns.
Brian sure didn't if I'm think watch he would that. Win in a fight against Constantine.
No, he wouldn't. No, I'm just saying that he looks like the other... He's like the dark half of what Constantine could have been. Like, if Constantine was a good side, well, he's more chaotic neutral, but this is like the dark side where if the devil went...
He's lawful evil.
He's lawful evil. Yeah, he is lawful evil, but he just went chaotic neutral for once. Why are we talking about D&D terms on these characters?
You tell me, dude.
I don't know. It's just the easiest way to explain like their disposition.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's a DC property. I'd never heard of Lucifer before as a DC property.
It's the same as iZombie. I think it's a Vertigo.
Oh.
Ooh. No, Vertigo has their fingers in everything, though.
No. Vertigo is owned by DC.
Yeah, but I'm saying like they're like the everything gritty.
They're more adult.
Yeah.
Like
Constantine's Vertigo. Is it Spawn Vertigo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vertigo was actually like DC created them, right? Like it wasn't something that they purchased.
I'm not totally sure the origin.
Okay,
on that,
well,
to be honest.
I should look it up because I should bing it.
If you do know the answer, you should write to geeksarewired@gmail.com.
But I'm binging
but
it right now.
Lucifer is British.
Yes.
And there's a theory Eddie Izzard put forth, he's a comedian, that said that all villains are British because of the Revolutionary War. That's why he's British.
Or
but he's not a villain in this case.
Well,
he's
the
devil, so I guess
even if it's told from his perspective and he's like portrayed as a good knight, he is Lucifer.
Or it could just be, you know, all actors are British now.
Why? Because all the American guys are losing their credit.
They want to do other things.
Like what? Like what?
Like drive cars out of airplanes.
Or own a farm.
Yes. Yes. Forget physics. 10.
That's because they're from America. We don't do very well in the sciences.
Ah.
What are you talking about? Oh, wait, yeah.
All right. So.
Wait, I'm one of the few that actually has a science degree.
NBC. You ready, Brian?
No.
You ready?
No.
You ready?
No.
Constantine.
Canceled.
Moved. It moved.
Not officially.
Oh, dang it.
Canceled.
It has officially, as of right now, it's been canceled, but NBC did release the rights.
Okay.
I just realized like something else. Were you going to say something about Lucifer? You look...
No.
No, okay. I thought you
no.
were...
Okay. So,
they lost... Okay, they, but NBC released it so the creators could run with it.
Mm-hmm.
He went online, hey, let's save it. Stephen Amell was like, hey, we should take this WB. And WB's like, hey, Stephen Amell, we're already talking to them.
Oh.
So...
Oh, good deal.
There's the creators. Was it Mark Guggenheim? Wants to... or Guggenheim wants to mix it in with the Arrow Flash universe.
Ooh.
Why not?
I have the origin story of Vertigo.
Okay.
So there's an imprint of DC. Basically, it's DC created Vertigo so that they can print things that were not... That actually went beyond the Comics Code Authority. Because it was so gritty that they couldn't do it. So they're like, okay, we'll just put Vertigo out so that it'll be a graphics novel rather than a comic book.
So it's kind of like how Disney had like Columbia.
Yeah,
I was thinking kind of like Mad Magazine.
Yes,
they stopped making themselves a comic.
So they made a bunch of all these gritty ones, and yeah, that's so they weren't bought out. DC made them.
You know, I just learned about the comic code this year.
It's kind of nice they got rid of it because it. You know, I understand the why for the longest time. You know, because they thought the comics should be a little more calmed down, especially with Batman used to have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Batman used to kill people because he burned a building down, and he just let the people die in it.
But it also kind of restricted a lot of stuff. But also, the comic code came out from you know how video games cause violence nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Well, comic books make you gay.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yes. That is where the also the joke of Batman and Robin.
Well, I like to blame
duo.
Barbie, but
quick to the Batman. Right? Yeah. Back to the Batcave, Robin. Yeah,
but yeah. So that's where the comic book code kind of concepts originate.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like a, I agree, but
ooh,
not quite.
So,
well, then they should give them rating like movies. You know, like. This is for kids, adults,
yeah, there isn't like a
standardized perverts,
rating system
I don't
for
know.
All kinds of media.
Huh?
It seems like it's kind of weird that there isn't
because
a rating
in the
system
games
for
you
like
have your ESRB.
Yeah.
But it can be considered a form of censorship to label it that this is specifically for this group, and
it's
if you are
not
in that group, then you
that's
can't
not
be reading it.
The thing is, censorship is age-appropriate. That is the difference between... you could say that drinking age limits are also censorship. So, insane, man.
This beer has things to tell me. I'm gonna drink it whether they want me to or not, Mom.
No, I can't read the surgeon's warning on this because I'm not old enough, Mom. Yeah,
but see, having the rating does help slightly on the the comic book code. Having the rating does help the
but like
you know adults.
I understand
DC is making new comics with this new reboot again for children. So you're not going to hand your kid Constantine, but you can hand them. Hulk's and the Agents of Smash.
But yeah, like it's understandable. Like, I mean, I like the parental guidance where it basically goes, yeah, like it's not age. There's no age number on it, but you know, you should be careful what you hand your kids.
Your kids should probably start with Bone before they go to the Punisher.
I don't know. Frank Castle's a great role model.
The TV show? That's a great...
Yeah, I know. You can kill he kills somebody with a paper cut. What are those things? The things to slide the paper and you cut the things.
I think we're talking about different
paper
castles.
Cutter?
It's a paper cutter.
They were talking about doing casting for it's impossible new Frank Castles for...
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
I can't remember.
Who wanted to act in
that?
Oh,
it was... I remember who it was. It was a guy who did Bane.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
Tom Hardy wants to be Frank Castle.
Yeah, he actually... Like, they aren't casting for it yet, but he said, if you start casting, I really want to be Frank Castle.
Hey, that's like The Rock going...
It's worked for The Rock. It's worked for...
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa. If you're the first
Jason
to run,
Momoa didn't toot his own horn, though.
He did a little, but not...
No, he didn't toot his own horn. Somebody else tooted, and he goes, I don't mind. That's it. That's all he said. That's different than... Then Keanu Reeves? Somebody did something like that, but they never got the role, though.
Can you imagine if that's like how you got your job? It's like, yeah, someone said I'd be good for it. The rest of the internet said, yeah, and well, here I am.
I think that's also how...
Well, welcome to the internet where public opinion, that's where you get your public opinion.
What's his name that plays Sherlock?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Where he's going to play Doctor Strange.
Who?
Oh, that's how it's decided. I thought they announced it, and then it was
No.
It was kind of sort of announced.
It was both, like,
and
thinking about it.
The internet went, absolutely, then...
Do it.
They're like,
it.
No, this isn't official. And then they're like, okay, we can't talk about this right now. Which everyone went, you're in talks!
They're like NDAs.
Yeah. All right.
Or DNRs.
Yes. One more NBC show. So they canceled Constantine. But they're bringing back Heroes.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Well, maybe nice.
I know.
Boo.
It could be.
Boo. Boo.
It's in show limbo.
You want to know something about that show? The best thing was the first season, and that was it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Don't bring it back. Don't bring it
back. Well, when half the writers left and they decided to change everything
up.
Yeah,
that was when... Yeah, they went through a lot...
What was the writer's strike?
Yeah. The writer's strike, when that went through, almost every show went under.
Except for Conan O'Brien, because he writes his own stuff.
Yeah, but he didn't go on strike, though. Yeah, but I'm just saying,
The Simpsons survived.
Simpsons will always survive.
The Simpsons are like cockroaches. They'll survive the apocalypse.
They'll just make new characters and change voices.
They'll just get mutant characters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
So CBS has a new geek show. All I care about is the geek shows.
What is the geek show?
There's a lot more.
But American
canceled.
Idol's ending.
Yes.
Yes, finally.
The first of its kind. Also the first to probably go away. Okay, not really the first. Not many others failed, but.
Like what?
There was a few others I thought. Like, isn't Dancing with the Stars dead? No, I don't know.
Dancing with the Stars is what? They canceled that?
No, that was probably still up. I'm sure there was others that kind of came and went. That's why we don't remember them.
And then we don't go to MTV because everything that starts ends. Yeah.
So CBS has a new show.
What is it called?
Supergirl.
Yay.
No.
Okay, out of all the new shows, that's the only one I'm interested in watching.
Yeah, that one looked pretty cool.
It reminds me of like all these other like Gilmore Girls type of shows.
I know, and she can fly!
and stop bullets.
And I did like that they didn't like sexify her too much. Like they kind of did the one outfit. They're like, no, that doesn't work. And then they kind of
brought
her back.
You need a cape because it doesn't work. Because when you're trying to do a turn, you know, you crash into the side of the highway.
Aerodynamics?
Yeah, aerodynamics. So she was flying and she was going through a car chase, hits the side of the highway. And they're like, you need a cape. And I'm like, that doesn't work. You don't know how to science. If they wanted to make her more aerodynamic, give her fins.
No, but to make turns, you need that drag.
Yeah, fins. Airplanes have those.
But this is a person.
Yeah.
I got something. I
Centurions.
Got, ready?
Ready? Centurions.
No. This is a fictional character.
What?
If Bill has to remind you it's a fictional character, you know you've gone too far, Brian.
I'm
Come
sorry,
back.
But I have a degree in science. I must science. No. This is what I got a degree in for.
This is going to be part of the CW, possibly, but lightly, sort of, kind of. It's still kind of vague how much it is part of the CW Arrow Flash universe.
But we do know that it's related to Superman because they do mention Kal-El's.
It is. Okay. Yes, it's related to Superman.
It is in that universe.
No, it is not related to the movies.
That's probably for the best.
I like the way they're divvying up the universes with DC. Like, it seems kind of bad. It seems like it's falling apart because there's this like CW versus the movies. But I think the CW has it better figured out, honestly.
As long as the movies quit challenging them, because they had to kill off Deadshot in Arrow because they're like, oh, no, we're going to use him in the movie. We don't want everyone to be confused. And they've already announced another Flash, you know, somebody to act as the Flash in the movies. So, and the Flash is, like, number one, you know, geek cartoon or comic book related show on the air right now.
What?
It's beating out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It beat Good. Out, you know, it's
just, it beat out Arrow.
Well, yeah. But
who's got the better abs, though, the Flash or Arrow? Because I've seen Arrow work out.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you have Arrow, you have Diggle, you also have like the really hot ladies of like Arrow. I can't remember her name. the club owner.
Oh, his sister.
His sister, yeah.
Arrow's sister.
Arrow's sister, yeah.
Speedy.
Yeah.
Her name's Abigail.
Abs Abigail. Oh, wow.
Oh, which goes to the CW.
CW.
So Arrow and Flash, obviously, both renewed. The next spinoff, Legends of Tomorrow.
What?
You guys saw the trailer for that.
Oh. Wait, okay, so they can continue in their own series. Yes. And they're going to have one where they're together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so it's like
gosh.
The unofficial Justice League.
And I'm also
without the
excited,
Big Seven.
I'm more excited about than the Justice League.
The Majestic League?
Yes, the Majestic
they
League.
They are pretty majestic.
I don't know. When was really shiny? Oh, that's Adam. Never mind.
Yeah. But it looks really good. It looks seriously great. Like, it looks like it could be Avengers, like, every day.
No.
And
the Adam once a week.
Finally shrank. I was really excited about that.
Wait, isn't...
The entire season...
Do they have a Thomas the Tank Engine, though? No.
No. Wait, hold up. Adam's... Okay, who... Is he the guy that has... He has to wear a suit all the time so that he's nuclear pure nuclear energy?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
Okay... Captain
something.
Planet.
No.
Captain Adam has a suit because he's made out of pure energy.
He's one of them that is.
Okay.
There's a couple of them.
Okay, so this Adam's different.
Yes, this is the Adam.
This is the
Captain Adam.
This is the DC version of Ant-Man?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Never mind then. I was excited about like thermonuclear energy in a suit. Oh, wait. No, this is the guy that can shrink.
No. No, he's a expensive. He's basically Tony Stark, but he can shrink. He has lots and lots
Tony
of money.
Tony Stark doesn't need to shrink.
And he also can get bigger too.
Well, that'd make him more like Hank Pym than Tony Stark. Then,
yeah,
who?
Well,
oh my gosh,
Brian, keep up.
I have a lot of recommended reading for you,
but more money.
Oh,
lots. He's a multi-billionaire.
So he's like Bruce Wayne.
Pretty well off.
Yeah.
He's like Bruce Wayne that can shrink and doesn't need.
Bruce Wayne doesn't need the suit.
Yeah, he needs a suit. Never mind.
Wow.
So it's a whole cast of characters, though, and what is it called?
Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow.
Hey, last time they did something like
call
that.
The League. The League of Tomorrow, the Justice League.
No, don't call it the League, because we always go back to the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and then we always forget about that.
Why is it...
Sean Connery.
Is it White Canary?
White Canary.
Okay, White Canary was Black Canary.
Right.
But she's zombie.
No, she was killed, and now she has been brought back through the Lazarus Pit.
Oh, no. can we just stop with the Lazarus Pit?
Why? They've only brought back two people so far.
Two is
that
too
you
many.
Know of.
Wait, remember? Are they going to show up?
That's how Batman does it. He just keeps dying. They're like, trying the Lazarus Pit. Don't tell anybody.
So it's like...
It's like cloning the Venture Brothers.
They got rich from just collecting on insurance policy. They bring the dead body and they collect the insurance.
You know what they should do?
Like a week later, I swear I paid out this guy last week. Well, he's alive. Well, he was alive.
They should do a crossover between the Prestige and... the Lazarus Pit, and just be like, whenever they come up, the clones have to kill each other because they're basically cloned each other now, and they're like, what? So the original body is dead. They just clone them. It's a cloning thing.
Spoilers.
See, look, you're welcome, Bill.
I still want to see Detective Gordon get the, or I guess maybe Lieutenant or Captain Gordon, depending on where in history we are.
Yeah.
Gets the arrest warrant. I have to arrest Bruce Wayne for insurance fraud for dying. Let's see,
again, collecting health insurance.
Times.
That would make much more sense than what they do say he does.
It's not fraud, Gordon. I died every time. I died for Gotham.
I tried to explain the Venture Brothers to somebody who's never watched it the other day, and it was really hard. I'm like, okay, well, you know, they're like boy adventurers, like Johnny Quest, and they're just like actually clones of themselves. Because they're like boy adventurers. Of course they're going to die when they go on these adventures.
What?
Have you not watched the Venture Brothers?
No.
What was the one where you sent out your android into the world with Bruce Willis?
Surrogate.
Yeah, Surrogate.
That was a bad movie. It started out good, and then you're like, no.
It wasn't terrible.
It went conspiracy on me. I just don't like those.
Well, then that's a personal problem.
Yeah. It's not a personal problem.
Don't my blame opinion the whole
matter.
Movie.
My opinion matter.
All right, so another CW geek one.
Oh, no.
Not tied into this.
Okay.
iZombie. Has it been renewed? For a second season.
What is iZombie, first of all?
So iZombie is...
I have to play Devil's Advocate.
Why
so.
Not? So she's a super smart doctor, or working her way up to be one of the best at the hospital. And then her friends go, oh, you should come out to this boat party. She's like, fine, whatever. Heads out, gets scratched by... a zombie outbreak happens on the boat. She gets scratched. She actually dies. They bag her, and she wakes up. Ugh. Freaks out the guy who bagged her, because he thinks he bagged a living person. So he's like, I'm out. But so she's a zombie. As long as she eats brains, she stays, you know, smart. No, she keeps, you know, this is a DC.
She keeps her sanity.
She keeps her sanity, but she also gets the memories of these people whose brains she's eaten. Yes.
So she basically goes Dexter on these people.
Well, she ends up working in the morgue because the great place to get brains, and now she can also solve crimes.
Pathology. Awesome. I'm a pathologist. I'm a zombie pathologist that eats brains and solves crimes.
I love how all these like superhero TV shows are like actually like crime drama. Plus I'm a superhero.
So it's like Bones, but she's got to eat brains to live.
It's a good way to dress up a TV show, just like so you can have a day to day rhythm or episode to episode rhythm. So I can see them doing that, like especially like Gotham.
Six
like
CSI with brains.
But how did she establish? You know what? I'm going to die unless I eat brains. Did she try not eating brains? Is she sure she's going to die?
They actually talked about that in the last episode because they made a zombie rat, and the guy that's trying to, the other mortician, he's trying to help cure her because, you know, it's just a standard disease. So there makes sense there'd be a cure. Well, they made a zombie rat. Zombie rat bit him, and so he's freaking out. Apparently, also, it doesn't cross species. So he's okay because he's like, when did you find out that you were a zombie? Well, she's like, I woke up, and then I was wandering off, and then I saw this half brain there, and I really wanted it.
On the
sidewalk? No, so on the beach, because there's like 100 dead people washed up on shore.
Like, don't eat stuff you find on the ground. That's where the brain's been. Why is it there?
In the head of the victim. That's where it's been.
Why throw out perfectly good brain? It's been so long, be delicious.
Yeah, it's by the beach. It means it's got a little sand in it, but you know, it's salty.
If you're really hungry, you're really hungry. But so if they don't eat brains, they find out that, and they run into one of the survivors. She, you know, months later, she's full on zombie. Oh. She is. They even try feeding her some brains. Nothing happens. They're like, we have to kill her.
So the people are actually living with zombies, and there's like a coexistence.
There's a coexistence. And because her heartbeat's like literally like 5 beats a minute, her hair's white, her skin's white, they identify her as that. She's like, you're kind of emo-ish. And she's running across other zombies who actually spray tan and dye their hair and kind of
society. I thought it was like Walking Dead where people are... No, okay, never mind
that. No, this is zombies live right now in our society doing normal things.
Have I told you my hair is not naturally this purple color? I'm totally a zombie.
There you go.
It's a mess.
So,
bridge is a mess.
So do they have a life expectancy?
They haven't gotten into that yet. And I found the comic and it's like from 5, 6 years ago.
This reminds me of a movie I saw, and now I wish I could remember the name of it. But it was like set up like
Warm Bodies.
Are you talking about Warm Bodies?
No. Not that one. It's like a documentary, and these people are interviewing these zombies who have normal jobs, but they have to consume raw meat and stuff to live. And then finally this guy convinces the zombies to take them to their like little Burning Man thing. And zombies. I don't know. Wow. It was really cool. I wish I could remember the name of it.
We'll have to look it up and maybe we'll add to the show notes and figure it out. Or we'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Or if you know the answer, write to geeksarewired@gmail.com.
Yes. Tweet it.
Tweet it. Tweet us. Tweet
Facebook
tweet
us. Us. Reddit. You know. So I really enjoyed that show. And it kind of was so-so at points, but...
It sounds really cool. Yeah. I'd watch that.
What?
Now I was just going to say that reminds me of... have you ever heard of Fables? The comic book?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a game out now.
Oh, yeah. Jordan really likes that game.
Wolf Among Us.
Telltale, I think, is the developer, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think the game... I just know the game is called Wolf Among Us. And
it's cool about concept. Big B Wolf, right?
Yeah, you're the big bad wolf. Mm-hmm. And there's like these trinkets that they have to renew to stay as humans. And they live in like, what, the 1920s? No, not 20s. Like 50s, I guess? Is it the 50s?
I didn't know what the time frame was, because the comics, like, it's like modern.
It's kind of modern, but not like kind of like older, a little bit older.
I don't know.
But basically, like, it's like the dark side of all the fable characters, where like they've moved to the human world and they're living as humans, and it gets really dark.
They were exiled from their country of origin.
It got dark, though. I mean, like, Little Mermaid's now like a stripper.
Well, yeah, they had to like adapt to life in the real
world. And then now, like, the Big Bad Wolf keeps getting decapitated characters on his doorstep, and he's like, okay, I have to figure this out.
Because he's like the detective.
Yeah.
He's like their sheriff.
Yeah. This kind of sounds like Grimm.
That's a good...
It is, yeah.
So that kind of reminds me of... That sparks something else. I'm like, yeah.
All right. So we're running long. So I'm just going to run through the rest real quick. And
go.
Where they're okay. CW Seed, which is the online CW, is going to have Vixens, brand new. It's an animated show tied into the Arrow Flash universe.
Okay.
AMC is going to have renewed Walking Dead.
Okay.
And they are having their spinoff show, Fear of the Walking Dead, and they're getting a DC show, Preacher.
Yes.
Seth Rogen's involved with that.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Nice. Okay, go on.
PlayStation, Powers has been renewed.
Yay!
For a second season.
Powers? Oh, yeah. I forgot. Not on PS.
It's a Marvel. Also. Yeah.
Go on.
Netflix. There you go, Chelsea.
Yay!
Daredevil's been renewed for a second season.
Sweet.
Ooh.
Jessica Jones is going to get a new season.
Who?
Haven't seen that.
Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Defenders.
Iron Fist?
Is going to be announced. That they're all Marvel.
Oh, okay.
They're all
never
part
mind,
of the Marvel.
Because I'm like, I've seen Men with Iron
Fist 2
on Netflix. They
each get their own
shows? And it's,
They're each getting their own shows?
They're each getting their own show, just like Daredevil did.
Nice. Yes.
Disney XD, Star Wars Rebels has been renewed
for
a second season. And the trailer for that, I forgot to show it to you guys. They have Darth Vader in it. It looks amazing. So this is like Darth Vader having to deal with these rebels before
Rebel Scum
Episode 4.
2.0.
Yeah.
You cool. think they're flooding the market with too many superhero TV shows, though?
No. I think it's a great time to be a geek.
Well, it's always been a great time to be a geek. It's more socially acceptable now.
Well, I think it's better. Because look at all these shows. We have choices. We have all of these wonderful...
I know, but they're all kind of mediocre.
What?
I'm not
going to
lie.
Whoa.
Okay, tell us a great
Supergirl.
One.
Supergirl.
I'm excited
mediocre.
To see Supergirl.
Okay, tell me the great one. The great... You know, the golden epiphany or whatever, the trifactor or whatever.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Oh, jeez. No, Squirrel Girl.
Well, Squirrel Girl would be awesome.
Oh, Deadpool.
No.
Deadpool.
Well, no, Deadpool's going to be okay too. Okay. I don't even think Deadpool's going to be scary.
Right.
You know what? The best one, I can't even say it.
Without cracking up.
Is it online? Is it the Netflix?
Let's hear it.
No.
Let's hear it. Don't tell me it's Jar Jar Binks.
It's not a comic book. I was going to say, just to upset you, Constantine... But not the British Constantine, the Keanu Reeves Constantine.
I like Keanu.
I love
He's
Keanu
the one.
John Wick, have you watched that? It was
Which one? The movie?
John Wick.
John Wick? No.
With Keanu Reeves.
Super he cool. actually reloads, I heard, in that one.
He does, yes.
I was hoping you were going to say Sex Criminals. Because that needs a TV show.
Oh, I was talking about one that already had, like a show that already exists.
No, apparently that's getting a movie or something.
What?
Success!
Sex
so
criminals.
Is Pretty Deadly, which is a really good one by Matt Fraction's wife, McCormick. Yeah,
like the Kelly spices.
No, I think Deconic. That's her name. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah. So no,
there are plenty of good material out there, but I feel like there are a lot of superhero shows.
Yeah.
Like, how are you supposed to keep them all straight? Like, you could, like, dedicate your whole life to just watching all these shows.
I know. That's
like Doctor Who.
They haven't been able to keep the comic books straight, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's why we have these reboots.
Well, there's a lot of them in the comic book universe themselves that are not, you know, consistent within themselves. Star Wars is the first one that's been, no, the movies, the TV shows, the comic books, the books, everything
canon.
Is all related.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. So
yeah,
kind of
they had somebody sit down and go
that extreme.
All right, this is it. Yeah, they actually had somebody like in a whole department that went through and they're like, yeah, we need to figure out what canon is.
So probably should wrap things up.
Okay,
I forgot to warn you. We have famous last words.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
all right, we'll put you last. So you have time.
Or you can always just sneak out and you know not have a famous last word. It happens a lot.
Oh.
Brian usually has the only last word.
Oh,
that's Brian
no.
is.
So, Brian.
Oh, no. I can't do it. You can't put me on the spot.
Get down with these sick beats.
Pants. Pants. Pants.
I will judge you.